delivered.
Yeah, yeah. We're not far away.
Yes.
I love Hollywood.
Wait, Deb, when you're eating or drinking, what? Okay, can I ask, can somebody, or do we have any way of knowing how many of our people are attending? I can't see from this group.
Participants.
All right, how many participants we have?
Once you're ready, Chair, I can do a roll call, which I have a sheet.
We will be doing a roll call in approximately 1 minute.
I'm going to go ahead and record the meeting.
Start up. Okay. Yeah. I see a lot of people still signing on, so. Okay. With so many people, again, we will start exactly at 10:03. Because we've had 5 people sign on in the last 30 seconds. Okay. Begin the meeting by doing a few preparatory announcements before we start the actual meeting and the roll call. A just reminder to everybody, because none of you have ever done a Zoom or GoToMeeting or anything, but please remember to keep yourselves muted when you are not actually speaking to everyone in the room. Just a reminder, please wear your masks except when you're actually drinking coffee or water or anything else. And if anybody has any problems, what number should they dial to reach us?
954.
If you have any technical issues, please dial
954.
954.
924.
924.
3653.
3653. All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order, and can you, someone please do a roll call?
No problem, Mayor Geller. Okay. Excuse me if I do pronounce anyone's name incorrectly. I do apologize in the beginning. I'm going to go ahead with Alonzo Maria. Miss Maria.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
First name, last name.
Yeah, first name.
Okay. Gretchen Biesing. Miss Gretchen Biesing?
Okay. Okay, you left out Steve Abrams, who I saw on here.
Yes.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Abrams. Good morning. Then, Joseph Corradino?
Can I ask you to also read their titles, please?
Yes, of course. So, he's... President
Mr. Abrams is the Executive Director of the South Florida Regional Transit Authority. Maria Alonzo is President and CEO of United Way of Miami. Joe Corradino, is he here?
He has not said that he was President
okay.
yet.
Okay, he's President of the Miami-Dade League of Cities. Please continue.
No problem. Okay.
It's Nelson Fernandez. His first name is missing on my list.
Oh, that's strange. Okay.
It says Fernandez.
Okay. Mr. Nelson Fernandez, the Executive Vice President of ANF Group, Inc. Mayor Geller, he did respond and say that he was going to be a few minutes late this morning.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Michael Finney, President and CEO of the Beacon Council. Mr. Michael Finney. Ms. Lynn Goldman, Community Relations Coordinator for Broward Technical Colleges.
Good morning. Well, thank you for having me.
Morning. Thank you for being here.
I believe you missed me, Carrie Goldberg.
Oh. Hi, Councilmember Goldberg. He's not on the... Yes, go ahead, Mayor.
Carrie, you're absolutely welcome to be here. We're glad you are. You're not actually on the said strategy committee.
Oh, then I'll just be quiet.
But it's a public meeting, and you're one of our officers of the SFRPC. Glad you're here.
And the meeting was publicly noticed to allow for public testimony.
Okay. Well, the meeting was noticed so any of our council members can attend.
I think you'll be correct, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Okay. Continue with Oliver Gross.
Mr. Oliver Gross, President, New Urban Development. Mr. Oliver Gross? Dr. Jonathan Goodvera, President of the College of the Florida Keys?
That would be me.
Thank you. That Mr. Gregory Hale, President of Broward College?
Present, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. George Hanbury, President and CEO of Nova Southeastern University?
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Hanbury.
Ms. Carol Hilton, President and CEO of CareerSource Broward.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mr.
Sure I have some feedback. Okay, I'll have to fix that.
Thank you, Ms. Hilton. Mr. Alan Levon, Chairman and CEO of BBX Capital Corporation.
I'm here. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you for being here. Dr. Moran, the District Resiliency Officer for the South Florida Water Management District.
I saw her sign that.
Okay. I see her name. She's muted. I see her.
Hi. I am here. Sorry.
Carol.
Hard to type. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Pablo Ortiz, Vice President and Vice Provost, Biscayne Bay Campus, Florida International University.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Happy to be here.
Morning.
Thank you, Doctor.
Ms. Madeline Pudmarguera. Thank you.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Thank you. All right. Then Mr. Daniel Reynolds. The President of Broward County. Okay. Thank you. That's what I was just getting. President of Broward County AFL/CIO.
So you were down Florida AFL/CIO. Okay.
Mr. Matthew Rocco, President of the South Florida Manufacturing Association. Oh, he's going to be late. Ms. Juliette Rulak, Chair of the Broward Workshop and Director of External Affairs for Florida Power and Light.
Good morning. I'm here. Good to be.
Thank you. Mr. Daniel Samus, CEO of Greater Marathon Chamber of Commerce. Okay. Mr. Newton Sannon, President and CEO of OIC South Florida.
Good morning, everybody. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Good morning. Mr. Jared Smith, Chair of South Florida Hospital Association, Chairman and CEO of Broward Health Coral Springs. Mr. Bob Swindell, President and CEO of the Greater Fort Lauderdale Alliance.
Good morning, I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. TJ Villamil, International Trade and Business Development, Enterprise Florida.
Yes, I'm here, everybody. Happy to be here.
Morning. Dr. John Wensveen, Chief Innovation Officer, Nova Southeastern University, Executive Director, Alan Levon, NSU Broward Center of Innovation.
Good morning. I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Morning. Thank you. Vice Mayor Beverly Williams.
Who is President of the Broward City.
Good morning, everyone.
All right.
And, of course, the chair, Mayor Geller.
Right. And let me quickly run through. And if anybody else has signed on, Gretchen Biesing, Joseph Corradino, Nelson Fernandez, Michael Finney.
Michael Finney said yes.
Okay.
Miss Beesing is also here. I see her present.
Gretchen Beesing is here. We're currently missing Joseph Corradino, Nelson Fernandez, who said he would be a few minutes late, Oliver Gross. Oliver Gross is here. Okay. I did not hear about either Matthew Rocco or Mark Rosenberg. Matt Rocco is here. Is Mark Rosenberg here?
Provost Ortiz is for...
Okay, gotcha. Daniel Samis. Jared Smith. And that's it. Everyone else is here.
The record, I'm going on behalf of the Regional Planning Council and your behalf this morning as well. Thank you for having me as well. Thank you.
Yes. Sam Gorin is the attorney for the South Florida Regional Planning Council as well as host cities. I know Dr. Jennifer Hirata was on.
Just writing the text right now or an email. It says, hi, Tom, thank you. Will you guys have locked in for contract execution till the end of the year?
Dr. Hirata, please mute yourself.
Just a second, please.
Dr. Hirata, please mute yourself.
I cannot mute her. She's connected through the web, not the actual app.
Gotcha.
And it's telling me that I couldn't do it.
Okay. Yeah. And Dr. Jennifer Hirata, who is the Chief Resilience Officer for Broward County. I'd like to thank... I'm sorry?
If you'd like, there's other people here, but I can tell you who they are.
Okay. Who else is on?
So I'm pleased to see Manny Gonzalez from Miami-Dade County, who's ambassador for official.
You have to speak up or they can't hear you.
Yeah. Okay. So I see Rick Miller. He's the head of South Florida Defense Alliance. I see John Moose with the College of the Florida Keys. Thank you, Margie Smith from the Keys Small Business Development. We have multiple members of staff, including Bridget Houston, our resiliency officer. And we also have Ron Drew from the Greater Florida Alliance. We have, of course, Council Member Goldberg, who has joined us. We have Mayor Ziadi from the council also joining us today. And we have Dr. Donath from the Beacon Alliance, and I believe that's it, Senator.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today. Camera's there? Okay. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today. We know that you all are very busy and that your time is limited and extremely valuable. My name is Steve Geller. I'm the mayor of Broward County. I'm a former Florida senator. I spent 20 years in the legislature, and I am the chairman-elect of the South Florida Regional Planning Council. You are among the top leaders in the region, and your insights, direction, and personal involvement in setting the regional agenda for South Florida is needed, not only in the area of economic development, but in the critical decision-making in all areas of South Florida's future. These include water and wastewater, affordable housing, job creation and training, resiliency and climate change, education and economic inclusion, and the creation of opportunity for all segments of our communities, and employment and labor. Today, I'm asking for your involvement in the creation of the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, also known as SEDS, for South Florida, to develop a strategy to access current and future state and federal funding. But the agenda is larger than that. My hope is that you and other leaders will join us in the future. We'll shape not only the economic blueprint for South Florida for the next 5 years, but the strategic plan for addressing the many challenges facing South Florida as we look to change the trajectory of South Florida's future for the better. The role of the South Florida Regional Planning Council is expressed in its name. Until a few years ago, our top priority was addressing regional land use issues. However, our title is the South Florida Regional Planning Council, and we should be doing regional planning. I'm the incoming chair of the council, and I've been advocating for this expanded role. As the regional convening and planning authority, the council exists in part to facilitate regional consensus around our priorities. It is my hope that in partnership and collaboration with you, the key regional stakeholders, we can try to implement initiatives to deal with our priorities. We are planning, after this damn pandemic finally ends, to convene two regional conferences each year around these key issues. We had been planning that before the pandemic, but that went the way of all good intentions. We need your leadership and involvement. Although there are groups like SEPTEC, the Southeast Florida Transportation Council, dealing with regional issues, SEPTEC consists of three elected officials, one each from Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. There are some business groups that meet occasionally to discuss some regional issues. But the South Florida RPC, working with you, will be the only group that brings the elected, business, and community leadership of South Florida together. Palm Beach County is part of the Treasure Coast RPC, but we frequently hold joint meetings with them, and we will invite them to participate in our regional conferences. Today, there is no comprehensive vision that integrates the knowledge, goals, initiatives, and ongoing efforts of the region's leaders. It is rare that a group of this importance has been convened to address all of these issues strategically. I'm inviting you to be part of a regional and highest level think tank that meets once or twice a year to prioritize these issues for South Florida as a region, to help us plan what our conferences should be about, and to seek your help and leadership in these conferences. However, the immediate task at hand is to develop a comprehensive economic development strategy, SEDS, for South Florida from 2022 through 2027 that will be updated and revised as needed. Now, Isabel, I have a big blank here. You're going to need to fill that in. The SFRPC is the
Economic Development
District. Is the Economic Development District. I didn't know what that word title was. The SFRPC is the Economic Development District for the United States Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration, or EDA. And the EDA requires an updated SEDS every 5 years. Compliance is critical for the following reasons. In order to access federal funding, specifically from the Department of Commerce and the EDA, we need to document the trends, needs, and strategic economic development initiatives of South Florida. The EDA has been providing increasingly significant annual funding to universities and local governments to address economic development, and has provided recent very significant funding for pandemic recovery. We are not eligible for EDA funding or for most Department of Commerce funding without completing the SEDS. In this SEDS, we will be laying the groundwork for critical investments, preparing for future pandemics should they arise, and positioning South Florida and its regional stakeholders to access federal funding in the future. The region will have a blueprint of ready-to-go proposals that can be pursued immediately when funding opportunities arise. Had we had a better blueprint, we would have been able to bring down more money in the from the federal stimulus acts that have passed in response to the pandemic. Although anecdotal from EDA, our understanding from the EDA is that the SEDS is strongly considered by other federal agencies when considering funding proposals and presence, and therefore enhances our opportunities to access federal funds every year. In this meeting, Council staff will present an overview of the SEDS and the SEDS development process. They will present information regarding the role of the SEDS, strategic leadership, and work groups. While we are making every effort to reduce the number of meetings, it may be necessary to add additional work group meetings along the way, particularly in the areas of focus area and action plan and projects and funding sources to ensure that this important work is completed. In the presentation, you will hear more about those, Those have been scheduled for two-hour meetings, one two-hour meeting. I'm not sure that one two-hour meeting will be sufficient to come up with what our priorities are in each of these work groups. And the second one is to come up with what our strategies will be to fulfill those. We will review regional trends, the focus areas identified by staff, and ask for your guidance regarding next steps forward. We will then ask for your involvement, given your interest and the assistance of your staff, as we develop this ends. Together, South Florida's three counties, Monroe, Miami-Dade, and Broward, in conjunction with Palm Beach and the remaining three counties in the Treasure Coast RPC, represent 6.8 million residents, or approximately one-third of Florida's population, and as such, is a significant constituency when it comes to federal funding. Given the unique resiliency needs of the region, the diversity of the population, and the special challenges of the region, we believe that a well-articulated economic development strategy will be compelling to our federal funding partners. The SFRPC and the Treasure Coast RPC have been working collaboratively to advance implementation of regional priorities for many years. We are committed to continuing this collaborative partnership to advance shared priorities and regional planning. Your personal involvement in this process and future engagements will ensure that South Florida can maximize its access and competitiveness when seeking EDA and other federal funding, that we can develop and implement the cohesive strategic strategy for South Florida's best future, that there is an integration of the activities of the region's key institutional, public, and private partners into a cohesive strategic plan engendering regional support at both the state and federal level, as well as the local, for key regional strategies, and that the South Florida Regional Planning Council's efforts are directed into implementing the strategic vision developed by the stakeholder group. Thank you again for accepting this invitation to be part of this groundbreaking group. We look forward to working with you to advance shared regional priorities to advance the well-being of South Florida, its economy, and its residents. Before I introduce our staff to further explain the SEDS, are there any comments by any of the committee members? If there's any comments by any of the committee members at this time, let me know, and if not, we'll go on and we'll give you a chance to comment again at the conclusion. All right, seeing no comments at this time, I would like to introduce Mark Cassidy, the SFRPC Economic Development and Research Manager, and Aralda Agoli, the SFRPC CARES Act Economic Disaster Recovery Coordinator. And did I hear someone just join us? Jeffrey Tart, I believe.
He's
no.
Council
right.
staff.
Okay. Mr. Cassidy, you're up.
Thank you, thank you very much, Chair Geller. It's an honor to be standing before such an esteemed group. I'm excited to be a part of taking the helm of updating our comprehensive economic development strategy for the region. I'm the Economic Development and Research Manager here at the Planning Council, and as I manage our Economic Development Program, I'll be spearheading this effort along with Aralda Agoli, who will be spearheading our CARES Act Economic Disaster Recovery Strategic Plan. So today's objectives are, today's going to be a mostly informational meeting, giving you an explanation to understand the SEDS, how it works, how your role and relationships will work as a committee, and the work groups. I'll also introduce the idea of the baseline data and summary background report, a component of the SEDS, and then we'll also discuss some next steps and our program of work, which our primary next step is going to be discussing our upcoming SWOT survey, which we will distribute following the meeting. So the SEDS is a regional strategic planning effort guided by the council. As Chair Geller mentioned, we are the South Florida Economic Development District designated by EDA, which means that it's our responsibility to manage our update. I will explain what needs to be done in the document and as far as our meetings, and then explain our current existing sets that was adopted by EDA in 2017, some best practices, and what is unique to our sets this year, which is our CARES Act program led by Geraldo. So as the EDD, we will be running our five-year economic development roadmap update for the SEDS. Previously, as I mentioned, it was 2017, and next it will be 2022 through 2027, and will be updated, finalized in September of that year. The ideas will be led by you, the strategy committee, and the convening efforts will be coordinated by the council. And what the SEDS does is it tells the past, present, and future the story of the regional economy. It establishes a regional a network of goals and objectives so that we can develop an action plan to achieve economic development in our region with a specific set of priority projects and funding sources so that, as Chair Geller mentioned, when funding sources arise, we are ready to go, a coordinated effort, depending on the theme, depending on the need of the funding source, we'll be ready to go. And also, every application and proposal requires performance metrics to evaluate those applications for funding. So by integrating performance metrics, you have everything ready to go for a proposal as soon as that funding is released. So our currently adopted SEDS, the vision statement for that says what was adopted by our previous SEDS committee. At the bottom, I'll read it out for you. To be the leading international community and commerce gateway, welcoming the world to Florida, the world's top performing economy. It'll be recognized as one of the world's best places to live, visit, learn, work, and conduct business.
By the way, I am hoping that our next one will be a little bit more unique, because if you had replaced the word Florida and the picture, that could have been the same statement for any area of the country.
Precisely.
Yeah, because we have 37.
Thank you, Chair Geller. That's exactly right. And so within the framework, you have your vision, and then you have focus areas. Our previous SEDS focus area, one example was innovation and competitiveness, which is part of the Florida Chamber of Commerce's six-pillar system, which we'll be moving away from and to a more region-focused, unique framework. One of the goals that was in the previous framework and action plan, I'll read that as well, as it's stated in the SEDS, enhance the resilience of the South Florida economy in the face of natural disasters and changes to the national and state economies through increased awareness and preparation by businesses for environmental risks. It's a lot of words, a lot of ideas, and as Chair Geller mentioned, it would be best to focus it clear and concise with actionable and tangible goals and objectives. One strong example of something that does that is the East Central Florida Regional Planning Council SEDS. I actually had the opportunity to work on this current document as an intern in 2017. And the strongest part about this SEDS is that it outlines the priority projects and potential funding sources right in a matrix along with the framework. That way, when funding sources are available, they're ready to go, everything is organized. EDA's main recommendation in the next SEDS is to avoid the lengthiness, clear and concise. SEDS traditionally have been a long document with a lot of information, a lot of narrative and data, and while that is still a requirement and critical to telling a story, they want it to be priority project focused and keeping it clear so that you can go right to that framework and investment programs. And also, the priority is to make connections to the EDA investment priorities so that they are very competitive when you apply. Here are the EDA investment priorities, primarily top to bottom. This is generally what EDA is looking to focus on. These are, all of our typical, this is what we're looking to accomplish. So as far as the actual required components of the SEDS document, which we will have a final hard copy document, a summary economic background, a framework, a SWOT analysis, analyzing the strengths, opportunities, weaknesses, and threats of the region, using that SWOT analysis to then determine that strategic direction and action plan. And this is where we will, hashing out that strategic action plan, goals, and framework, that's what we will be doing in the next couple of our meetings in December and March. As I mentioned, there will be that evaluation framework with the performance measures. Each project will have a specific metric or two, and so on and so forth, that will help evaluate how successful that program was. Economic resiliency is the big update to our current SEDS, what EDA is looking to have in it. EDA either wants a specific section or to integrate economic resiliency throughout, which is going to be a goal of our SEDS, to integrate throughout. Although we are also going to have a specific element for our 2022 CARES Act recovery program, which Geraldo will be spearheading. And so with that, I will turn it over to Geraldo, our CARES Act Economic Disaster Recovery Coordinator, to explain her program.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for taking time off your business schedules to attend our meeting today. As Mark said, I am Geraldo Agoli, and I'm the program manager for the CARES Act Economic Disaster Recovery Program. My role at the council is to serve as a liaison between local, state, and federal partners, assist with research, researching federal, state funding, grants, and other funding opportunities, and manage the CARES Act program. So in August of 2020, the council was awarded the CARES Act grant to help the region prepare for, prevent, and respond to existing and future impacts by expanding its economic development COVID response activities. These activities included include technical assistance, enhancing regional planning, collaboration, and intergovernmental coordination. Economic development organizations, the business community, and other key stakeholders. And these activities and an overall regional economic resilience plan will be included in the upcoming SEDS update that Mark started to speak about. Just to give you an idea about the grant roadmap, it was awarded until June of 2022. Some of the activities that we have accomplished have been outreach program for educational webinars, development available list of funding, survey, and COVID economic impact report. Moving forward in the upcoming quarters, staff will work with the committee to develop long-term economic resilience plan that supports economic diversification, job creation, capital investment, and workforce development and opportunities. And we're hoping that you will help us identify these strategies that will serve as a roadmap to economic development representatives of the region for future pandemic-related events. Just as a couple of dates, we're aiming to have a draft report on March 2022, since the final is due to EDA by June of 2022. What are we asking you to help us with? The final product, the gist of it, is the Regional Economic Resiliency Plan. And how do we get there? The committee assesses local communities' conditions, recommends actionable strategies, identifies long-term objectives and strategies that will protect South Florida from future shocks and stresses. And the end product is the development of a regional economic resilience plan. This resiliency plan will be included in the SEDS update. In short, we need your expertise as our region's leaders to help us identify this regional economic resilience plan. And with that, I am done. Good job.
All right, thank you. Back to Mark.
Thank you, Geraldo. So the next section will be an opportunity for me to explain the roles and relationships and a little bit more understanding about how exactly this is going to work. So the process will be led by staff, primarily myself, and Geraldo for the CARES Act program.